Over the years, efforts to save an endangered species of bird, the piping plover, have shuttered beaches around Massachusetts. But now the outer Cape Cod town of Orleans has a plan that backers say will allow beachgoers and plovers to coexist. WBUR's Ninjor Enwemeka reports.
The plover plan in Orleans has two parts. Part one focuses on trying to change the behavior of predators by using electrified decoy structures that are baited with salmon. Officials want predators to associate these decoys with something negative so that they stay away from the real structures that are set up to protect plovers. Part two is a habitat conservation plan, which will allow off-road vehicles access to a remote stretch of beach where the plovers nest. The vehicles will be escorted through the plover habitat at certain times of the day. Orleans Selectman John Hodgson.
The issue was, how do we get some balance back? Because it was one extreme just to shut the beach, and it's another extreme just to drive through the nests and not care.
Bird specialist Paul Whiteman says success would mean an increased number of plover chicks year after year.
They've come back from almost the brink, and so that's why it's important to do it. So they're in a battle out here every day, fighting the elements, fighting, you know, nighttime predation, coyotes, fox, owls, you name it.
According to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Orleans is the first town on the Atlantic coast to have a federally approved plover conservation plan and permit. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor Enwemeka.
For photos and details on Orleans' habitat conservation plan, go to WBUR.org.